Brand new Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do, Live the Web Grill. What do you think?
I love it. It's so upbeat. It's so good. I just love the Joe Bros also in the music video. They all look so hot.
Now,
sexy.
You were telling me in Pork Chop a second ago, we're about to get into Joe's Need to Know News. You were telling me that like it's kind of like a bunch of 80s references in their video, but you knew none of them.
So I know that they make iconic 80s movie references, but I can recognize that that's what it is. But I just don't know any of the movies that they're referencing.
I wonder if I know any.
Hold on a second. One mic I don't have on. Sorry. It's so weird having Mackenzie off today. I hit the wrong buttons. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I want to go watch the music video and see if I know any. That sounds like fun.
I bet you and I know them all.
No, I don't think I know them all. I'll probably get like half.
All right,
well, there's only really like three main ones.
Oh.
I just can't tell what they are. I know that they're iconic. I just don't know the movie.
Why don't we do this? It'll take some time because obviously we're a little shorthanded today, but why don't we put that video up like up on our website, joemackenzie.com, and then but we'll also put like a swipe up link. If you're maybe checking out the podcast later, you'll hear this. So you can see it on Instagram and see how many of those references you get. Because that way everybody can see it. They probably want to have it. We'll give you a direct link. All you need to do is later text JAM to 52140 and work. Give us some time. We'll put that up there.
Perfect.
Who's ready for it? Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Can you believe it? 100 years ago today, January 17th, 1920. Do you know what happened, ladies and gentlemen? It was a special day.
I don't. I'm sorry.
The U.S. went completely dry as a result of the 18th Amendment, which banned the production, importation, transportation, and sale of alcohol.
Oh, Prohibition. I still love like Prohibition movies and television
shows. Anybody that wants to complain about the times we live in now, imagine not being able to have a drink to deal with all the crap. Yep. Prohibition lasted 13 years, and there's still some weird laws in the on the books. I'm just going to go over a few of them. Did you know you can drink and drive in Mississippi?
What?
Yeah. It's the only state that doesn't have an open container law for passengers or for drivers. Your blood alcohol content just has to stay below 0.08.
That's wild. I know you used to be able to do it in Tennessee.
Okay.
But they changed the law. That I didn't know that there was any states like that anymore.
Now, I've heard this for a long time, but maybe you don't know this. Utah, very strict. There's a lot of strange laws out there when it comes to liquor laws. One of the strangest ones that they have is that you cannot drink, you cannot make a drink in the view of children. So if I was going to make like a gin and tonic, I'd have to go do it like in a secret thing or like make sure the kids can't see what we're doing. And if you're ordering a drink at a restaurant, you have to order food too.
Really? That's so crazy. So, normally I go to restaurants and sometimes I'll like eat dinner before and then only get a drink there to save money.
Yeah, that's insane. Porkchop told me about this the other day. I was like, okay, what is this? And I think this is actually a good idea. It's called the Laurel Court Restaurant and Bar. It's at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. They have a new policy they're testing out. You get to keep your meal to 90 minutes or less. If you eat for longer than 90 minutes, so an hour and a half, you got to pay $30 per seat. So they're going to charge you like a sitting fee, which makes sense. I never worked in the restaurant industry, but I got to imagine, I feel bad when you see people like, okay, I've arrived and they've been done eating and they're still here while we're eating. Like, how does that server make any money? They're just sitting there getting a water or coffee.
I mean, there's definitely some squatters, especially like if there's a game on, like when I used to be a waitress, and that would annoy me because I'd be like, I want to clear the table so I can get more people.
Or keep on ordering some food and drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Do something. But there are a lot of squatters, so I get it. But I think like maybe after 3 hours or something, because I will stay with my friends and we'll just gab and catch up and laugh and talk for like hours.
You can do that at the bar.
But if you want to like be nice about it, here's what I would do. When I go out to eat, if I feel like sitting for a long time, I'll ask the server. I'm like, hey, you know, are you getting off anytime soon? Just to make sure I'm not keeping them there late. And then I also ask them like, hey, do you have like other open tables or am I keeping yours? And then, you know, they'll tell me like, oh no, like I've got, you know, two other tables set. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll leave so you can replenish this table. But you know, if they're like, yeah, I've got two open tables, you're fine. Then I'll sit.
Wow.
Little inside information there. This is something which I'm so glad I got out of school when I did, because now there's really no off days. Schools in Pennsylvania are now turning to cyber snow days if the weather is too bad for kids to go to school.
That sucks.
No kidding. The governor, Tom Wolf, signed a bill into law over the summer giving schools the option to use up to 5 flexible instruction days known as cyber snow days per school year. Schools have to apply to use this program, and I guess 90 districts in that state have already been approved to start using it. So students will go into something called Google Classroom to complete assignments when they can't come to school. So sorry, kids, you're not playing COD and Fortnite or whatever you're doing.
Absolutely not. That's terrible. And also, you know why else that's terrible? There are so many children that don't have Wi-Fi and don't have internet, so they have to go to like local McDonald's or Starbucks or something and use their free Wi-Fi. Like, why are you... Why? Why?
You'd be surprised how many of those kids don't have Wi-Fi, but they're streaming Netflix or Hulu at home.
I just think that's stupid.
I did though as a kid. Wasn't that the greatest thing? If you had a day off of school, somehow you're
yes.
I would try to go back to sleep, but I would be so excited about not having school that I couldn't sleep.
All right, and finally, this is kind of a cool thing. The guy had a last wish, this fisherman, and it was fulfilled. A funeral featured his boat. Let me explain. The funeral director had the idea to put his boat inside the funeral home because he loved fishing so much. The family, they loved the idea too. And for the viewing, the man's casket was placed inside his 16-foot aluminum fishing boat, which had been passed down from his grandfather and father. So I'm assuming that's going to be passed down if he's got some kids. But that's one way to go out there in your little bass fishing boat.
I love that. How unique.
All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. Coming up next, we got the Song of the Day category. Songs you sing when you're drunk.